DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Where I want to start with you guys today is, it's been an interesting 24 hours for Cleveland, by the way. We not only are we getting dogged by WNBA stars, which is just an absurd thing, and we don't have to go down that road again. Taylor Swift is at restaurants in Chagrin Falls. So think about the Taylor Swift is at restaurants in Chagrin Falls while LeBron is doing charity golf tournaments, I guess, or just golfing at country clubs in and around Northeast Ohio while wearing welcome home hats. I don't know what world I'm living in, but any combo of Taylor Swift and LeBron James in Northeast Ohio is a good world.
Yeah, it's a good world. I think that we're also sitting in the spot of LeBron enjoying the media attention too, as he might commonly
do. He's trolling. I mean, let's be honest about it. And this is what LeBron does. Here, LeBron, you got your attention. I'm going to serve it to you right now. The welcome home hat is just one big troll. It's just whether or not we are going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe here. And the report today, Kurt Helin, a pro basketball talk, which is just the offshoot of pro football talk with a 4EO NBC site. This is the basketball version, but Kurt's been around for a long time. He's reporting today the Cavs are not that interested in LeBron James. Which I don't know about you, but if my wife was like, hey, do you want some pizza? And I'm like, I'm not that interested. You know what she does with the pizza? She puts it in the fridge. She's like, okay, he doesn't want that pizza. Like what not that interested tells me is that the Cavs are already letting people know, if you're thinking about it with LeBron, we got the no-go sign up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it'd be one way or the other. Like, you don't just go, maybe later. Like, I mean, with pizza, you might, but not with LeBron. It's either I'm all in or I'm all out.
Well, so is that the leeway we have, though? Is that what it is? It's like, so they're not interested if it's Darius Garland and Jared Allen and Max Strus, like some of the deals that we've seen out there, or even involving DeAndre Hunter. But we are interested if it's Jared Allen and a bag of basketballs. Like, if you want to make that the trade, if you want to basically give us LeBron James in return, then we'll have that conversation. Or the way I should put it, if LeBron tells the Lakers, you have to find a way to get me to Cleveland because I won you a title in the bubble and I've been a loyal servant and a good employee for this amount of time, you're going to do right by me and I want to go back home, well, then maybe they would answer that. But where the price currently sits, a little too steep, a little too rich for their blood.
Yeah, and I think that if the goal for LeBron too, like in the entire scope of things, if this was true and LeBron really wanted to make his way back to Cleveland, wouldn't you not pick up the $53 million option? Because, like, listen, LeBron's going to get paid. LeBron should get paid. But if you want to make it back to Cleveland, it's not that hard to go talk to Rob Plank or whoever else you need to in the Lakers front office and go, I want to go back to Cleveland. How much money they got? Can they afford me if I go $53 million? They'd be like, no, not a chance they can afford you at 53.
So remember years ago, LeBron was, as Tom Brady was taking discounts to try to win Super Bowls with an S with New England and was paying, you know, being paid $10 to $15 million when he should have been paid three times that at the time. LeBron was always steadfast. Like he had, at one point in the Miami, when going to Miami, he had made the decision, no hometown discounts, no discounts in general. I'm taking the most amount of money possible. And his thinking behind that was simple. He's been vocal about this. His theory was, I have to, because the moment we start taking discounts, there'll be pressure like there is in the NFL for other star quarterbacks to take discounts to keep up with the Joneses. And by Joneses, he meant the Tom Brady's of the world that are at their apex and not taking the most amount of money. Now, I know, hardly being the hero that he thinks he's being by saying, I'll be the one to fall on the sword and take the max money. And everyone should look at me as if I'm doing this for the betterment of the NBA superstar. But he's been steadfast in that. And so, like, I it would be a shock if all of a sudden he had veered off of that.
Can we be honest? That's just LeBron going, if I take a hometown discount now, people are going to expect me to take a hometown discount when this contract's up and when that contract's
exactly,
up. And I don't want to do that.
It's exactly what it was. He didn't want to play for pennies on the dollar. He knew his worth. And part of the way and his justification of it was the moment I start taking discounts to go to places, the moment everyone asked their superstar to do so as well. And before you know it, like really SGA should send him like more than an edible arrangement in the mail. He should send him like the reason why SGA gets a $72 million per year deal and the supermax is where it's at is because LeBron kept forcing the hand. LeBron was big and he was implemental in that, and so I'll never begrudge him for reaching down and picking up $53 million on the ground. But let's talk turkey here. Let's get to reality. When you see the Kurt Heelan report that the Cavs aren't interested and the Cavs aren't that interested, does it make you think we're out of the LeBron James sweepstakes?
Like, it's probably like a 1%. Yeah, it's about completely out. I think if you wanted him, there would be reports. Either you'd hear nothing, it'd be radio silence in it, or you'd hear the Cavs are all in. They'd want to go completely in for LeBron. They'd be doing everything. It'd be like, oh, teams are calling about Jared Allen. Darius Garland's coming up in trade talks. I think a lot of it plays into it, because I think that it goes deeper, too, than just like Kobe Altman and everybody else. I mean, Donovan was on Taylor Rooks in Bleacher Report earlier this week saying, hey, we're not going to do it the LeBron way. We're going to do it with our guys, blah, blah. That's also almost directly saying, hey, I want to do it my way. I want to do it as me being here and a new version of the Cavs, probably not bringing LeBron back. Like, I don't think he'd be very happy with that decision in the first place.
Man, I would tell Donovan to grow up. It's not your call at this point.
I just think, like, at the point where he's at, do you really want to upset
also,
your stars?
Also, if Donovan's going to get upset by bringing LeBron in, then I got to question who Donovan even is as a person or a player. Like, that, like, bringing LeBron in can't be perceived as a bad thing. The only question mark for the Cavs and Kobe Altman is, do you want to take what is a sure thing right now? The sure thing is the core four running it back and being a good regular season team. Still question marks attached to the postseason, but like you're going to win enough to be a 1-2 or a 3 seed, and you're not going to just completely faceplant. Where if you bring LeBron in here, there's extremely high stakes attached to that. You can win an NBA Finals. Everyone can see that happening with Donovan, with Mobley, and LeBron. That's an easy way to look at that. And there's also the other side of things. What if Donovan gets injured, LeBron starts to showcase his age, and Father Time does stay undefeated, and in this case actually gets a right-hand jab in on LeBron, and before you know it, it's Evan Mobley trying to grow on his own. Like there, that's a lot more of a risk. The reward is greater, in my opinion. I think you need to do something like this in order to get to that mountaintop, but the risk is a lot larger, and Kobe Altman might not be the wheeling-dealing type at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, the ceiling's undeniable, but the problem is the floor. It's going to sound really weird to me. I mean, the floor is the ceiling. Like, it is championship
or bust.
That's
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but it's championship or bust.
How did you say that without quoting Michael Jordan, by the way?
I don't know. Did the quote
not go to your head at all? Or were you just like, hey, I'm first guy ever to say the floor is the ceiling. I'm not sure.
No, I know I wasn't the first one. I don't know. It didn't pop into my head as an MJ quote. I knew it was a quote from somewhere, but it didn't pop into my head as an MJ quote right off the bat. That's probably why it happened that way.
One of the oddly attributed MJ quotes that just makes no sense, but people love.
Yeah, but in this case, it actually works. Like, you're not going to... If you bring LeBron, you have to win a championship. It has to be, I mean, maximum your window, you're looking at 2 years. You're probably looking closer to 1 year. That's obviously on the table. But if you don't win, you sort of hit on it. Like, you've scrapped a big part of the Cavs' future. You've set them back to just be, hopefully Evan Mobley's a top five, top 10 player. And essentially, unless he develops into Giannis or KD, you're in a dangerous spot of probably being set back for 4 or 5 years and being in the range of mediocrity to bad in the NBA.
And I want to get you guys caught up to speed just a little bit here, because I think a lot of you guys might be playing off of, I don't know, 72-hour news where you're like, it's not even realistic. I've heard all these different talking heads say he's not going to leave the Lakers. He's going to stay with Los Angeles. Jonathan and Jake, you guys are idiots. What are you talking about? Well, Brian Windhorst on ESPN today, he said he feels a lot differently than what he did 72 hours ago in the case of LeBron James.
When the idea of a trade came up, I slammed the door on it. Over the last 3 days, I have unlocked the door. I wouldn't say that I'm opening the door. I would just say I've unlocked the door. And that is because my conversations over the last 3 days have crystallized that the Lakers are essentially viewing LeBron as an expiring contract. LeBron has never been an expiring contract, quite literally. Never in his 23-year career, over the 9 contracts he's signed, over all the different teams he's been on, he's never been on the last year of his contract. But the Lakers and LeBron did not have substantive discussions about extending his contract. And what happens to expiring contracts in the NBA? They're viewed as trade pieces.
I mean, door's open. Door can't be any more open than when Windy himself says he's unlocked it, and all of a sudden we can have some of these conversations. And then you couple it with the report today and the idea that the Cavs are not that interested in LeBron, but that's Kurt Heelan's report, so take that for whatever that's worth to you. And then he's out there at golf events wearing a welcome home hat and trolling everybody while being in Northeast Ohio. It is more than a worthy conversation. It's just, are you surprised if that is in fact true that the Cavs are turning LeBron away? 216-474-0092 on Twitter. You can find us, as always, our Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll get your phone calls, we'll get your tweets and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan. I saw the Windhorst clip from like 36 hours ago, and it was something basically to like what he insinuated in the start of that clip, where he's just like, not a chance. Get rid of the conversations. LeBron's not leaving LA. And then right below was that clip where it's like, oh, okay, so we have an opportunity. But then the boo side of this is Kurt Heelan's report today suggesting the Cavs are not that interested in LeBron.
Yeah, I think we're on slightly different sides of Twitter. It happens to me where it's like the mix of stuff, but somehow, some way, I don't find myself scrolling Twitter all that much. It's usually just like a lot of my following tab and post notifications, or I'll scroll there once in a while, but it's like, it's usually spread out with like 8 posts of nonsense. It's like, here's a thread of important moments in history. I'm like, I don't care. I've never watched one of these, and they just keep coming up.
I kind of like some of those, though. Like the sports accounts, things that happened in like 1975. I'm like, man, Dave Parker really was a badass, wasn't he? I like that stuff. I always think that stuff's kind of fun.
But I love it if it was sports. But it's like, here's a moment in history. Like, here's a thread of things there. Here's the most wonderful places on Earth. Here you can see videos of them. I'm like, no, I don't want to see that.
I click into all that, too. I'm a glutton for all that stuff. What social media is, in many ways, when it comes to just random facts and random observations, that's what I like. I like that a lot. You should see my TikTok. In between the break, I'll show you what we're searching. Some people are like, oh, it's food videos. And it's golf and like comedy clips and then the most random stuff you'd ever find. And I love it all. I really do. Some people shy away from that. I embrace it. I wrap my arms around the idea that we live in a world where I can just be fed information I didn't even know I wanted. Had no interest in finding out that stuff. And I'm like, here I am, and they're presenting it to me.
See, like, my TikTok's like that, too, but I like that. I enjoy that. I just want my Twitter to be full of sports all day long.
Twitter's not the greatest. We can resolve ourselves on that. But it is great when it gives us info, like what Kurt Heelan had to say today. And I don't think the Cavs are missing out if they don't go after LeBron. But I can't sit here and say I'm co-signing it either. I want LeBron on this team. And if the door's open and he ends up as a New York Knick, I'm going to have a real problem with the idea that Kobe wanted to run back the core four while LeBron James was sitting right there. And yes, there's a boom or bust component to all of this. Of course there is. But LeBron, Mobley, and Donovan on the same team shut the league down. You're in the NBA Finals with those three as long as they stay healthy. And so to me, it's like, hey, listen, if it cost you Allen, if it cost you Garland, if it cost you Strus, I'm all right with that. I don't have a problem with that scenario, but I will have a problem with the idea that if he ends up leaving Los Angeles, the Cavs were like, no, we're good here. The LeBron thing, we're set. I think we're good with the core four. I'm not going to take kindly to that, Jake.
It doesn't matter if you wherever he goes. Does not matter.
Well, so we can get into that side of things as well. Because I don't know that I necessarily... I think it's odd that LeBron would be in a Knicks uniform. I think it'd be odd if he's in a Warriors uniform. I think it'll be odd if he's in even a Dallas Mavericks uniform. It just won't look right. And I don't love for LeBron's legacy to add another team to that that gets to kind of claim LeBron. One thing I think that always works really well for MJ is that the line after the fact is people just forget about the Wizards years. Yes, there's two jerseys, but you can be like, yeah, but those Wizards years, they don't really count. But there's not four jerseys. There's not enough where it's like, well, we can't keep erasing everything. Like, LeBron goes to Golden State, has one season, it still counts in the basketball reference page. It's still going to look a little weird. And forget about it if he goes to the Knicks or the Mavs and they end up actually winning a title. You win a title at a place, you're cemented there forever.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great for the legacy. I think for me, though, when I look at it, like, sure, it's going to be weird to see LeBron another jersey. Yes, it hurts the legacy. It's also, I think for me, it's basically, if you dive down into it, it's like, if he goes somewhere in the East, might be a problem. Like, if he went to the Knicks.
Well, just from a pure basketball standpoint, imagine LeBron being the one that stands in your way. Like, we talked about the Lakers versus the Cavs in the NBA Finals and what that would look like a month before the playoffs started because we were starting to get some intrigue attached to it. Could you imagine if he goes to the Knicks? And then it's the Knicks at Madison Square Garden, LeBron versus the Cavs, and then him beating the Cavs, especially after this report today that the Cavs are just not interested, as if he's days-old Chinese food, and we're just throwing him out to the curb, and we have no use for it. It's astounding to me that this is the approach. And I don't know, maybe Kobe Altman is just throwing everybody a curveball because he doesn't want to seem desperate, and he doesn't want to seem like he's going to give up the farm in the process. But if he ends up going to a different team, and it is whether the cost is insane and out of this world or whether it's a reasonable cost won't make a difference to me. If he ends up with the Knicks, if he ends up with another team, I'm going to look at the Cavs and say, what the hell happened here?
I think it's so much like if that team's the team that stands in your way again, like for me, it's a lot more. If you go to the West, I'm looking at it as like, oh, so it's the Lakers 2.0, essentially, like. They're going to do what they do with LeBron. There's no chance you see them unless you meet up in the NBA Finals, which that team that has to take down the Thunder, I'll take my chances. But if you go somewhere in the East, where the East is right now wide open and as wide open as it's ever been and is probably ever going to be, then it's like, yeah, you drop the ball. Like if you're the Cavs, I don't know that I'd be throwing out the, yeah, we're not really interested. I'd be kind of on the down low. But like, you know what? Basically, if you want to trade LeBron, we're open for discussion. But if you're going to trade him somewhere else, you know, let us know first. Like, we're not going to actively deal this, but let us know.
I didn't know we were in the business of just turning guys like LeBron James away and saying we're not that interested. Old age or not, LeBron was still a really good player last year. And I'm sorry, maybe I missed it. I mean, I've been over there a decent amount. I saw the one title. I missed the title and the championship case from the previous couple years, though. I missed the postseason success from the past couple years. Maybe I took a wrong turn in Independence and I hit the wrong side of the building. I'm not sure, but like they can't be acting like they're too good for LeBron all of a sudden because they're not. And that goes to Donovan as well. Donovan, you've never made it out of the second round. Sorry, you need some help. And LeBron is the guy that gets people there. He just does. But does it matter where LeBron goes if it's not the Cavs? 216-474 to below 92. I will say a couple places will make more sense than others. Dallas, for instance, makes more sense because he played with Kyrie. He played with AD. There's that association together there. He played with Jason Kidd previously. He is actually, Jason Kidd was the assistant coach in Los Angeles during the bubble championship. So he knows he likes him as a coach. If he went there, it'd be like, all right, and Klay Thompson's also there too. There's obviously the Warriors connection with that, but it'd be like, all right, you got a lot of people you liked playing with in the past and they're all there and you're in the West. You're not really going to take it. No one's putting you as a title contender with that Mavericks team, but like it makes a little bit more sense. If he goes to the Knicks, if he goes to one of these Eastern Conference teams, Cavs, you shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically welcoming competition. You're welcoming another team to come in and try to steal the spotlight. I don't know. Like, I'm going to feel like you're missing out on something, but at the same time, I guess the flip side of it, because like I'm more so in the boat of like if he doesn't go to the East, then it doesn't really matter to me. Like, enjoy it in the West. The flip side is, like, in the current way the CBA is set up, your window to be competitive is as short as it's ever going to be. Yeah. So, like, teams are not building dynasties. You're not able to continue 5, 6, 7 years of success without manipulating the salary cap and doing some really wonky things to be able to find that success. Like, the Thunder are the only team that are anywhere close to doing that right now.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You would think that's kind of your moment to go all in is, well, if we're not going to be able to capitalize over the long term and likely keep this core together, see them build over the next 5 years and turn into a dynasty, wouldn't you then also want to go for it right now?
You'd think so. By the way, I can tell I'm on high alert right now with LeBron watch and the idea that Windhorst says the door is open. He didn't do his.
Well, you got to be careful. The door's unlocked. It's not open.
He didn't do it. Well, that's true. What's the difference? I guess the door isn't open. You still have to turn the knob.
Yeah, like, why, when you make a weird analogy and then throw, like, six caveats into it, it's like, well, see, before the door was locked and there was a chair in front of it and they had a dresser pushed up against the chair, now the dresser and the chair are gone and the lock's kind of weak. You could probably pick it. Like, even if you have, like, moderate lock picking
or
skills,
maybe
you could
probably
get it.
Or maybe it's like, if you watch the new season of Squid Games and they have different locks that open up with different, one's a triangle, one's a circle, one's a square, they open up different things. He found the right triangle lock and now it opens up and he's ready to go. Imagine Windhorst in Squid Games. How about that? There's coffee. There's some food for thought right there for you on 2:32 on a July 2nd date. But no, I can tell I'm paying attention because Shams tweeted out, and I was like, I got to look at it. I know Jake's talking, but I got to look at it and see if he said anything about LeBron. No, Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie's going to... I don't need Spencer Dinwiddie news right now. I don't. I need LeBron news.
It's worse. It's Spencer Dinwiddie to the Charlotte Hornets, by the way.
Unbelievable. 216-474-0092. Dion and Stowe. What's up, Dion?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man?
I really just can't believe what I'm hearing from y'all. We talking about somebody's about to be 41 years of age. I watched the Cavs go in there and beat the brakes off the Lakers twice last year. So what are we talking about?
What do you mean, what are we talking about? He averaged 25, 8, and 8 last year. What are you talking about?
Yeah, in today's NBA. Now, go figure with that one.
In today's NBA, 25, 8, and 8 is still really good.
A bunch of three. I got Garland to do that.
Garland hasn't done that. No part of Garland's career has he done 25, 8, and 8.
Right, and the Lakers have not been good since, 2020? They ain't been back to the championship. They ain't been nowhere.
They were in the Western Conference Finals 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago and got put out, swept, right? Come on now. What are we talking about?
That's further than the Cavs have made in 3 years.
Let's stay with the Cavs. Let's keep doing what we're doing. We're fine.
What are we doing? We're not making it to any conference finals, and we're just hanging out and getting waxed in the postseason. Let's get some guys with some postseason experience up in this club.
Okay, so now you want to give up Garland and Allen to get a 41-year-old that don't play no defense that shoots a bunch of threes.
Who says he doesn't play any defense?
Like anybody else.
Who says he doesn't play any defense? He plays way more defense than Garland does. It's LeBron James.
Watch him. He
plays more defense in his sleep than Garland's ever played in his career. Now you're getting me to hate on Garland, and I don't want to do that, Dion.
Not at 41. He does.
Yes, he does.
Come on now.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Dion.
No, come on, man. Stop it. Everybody and their mama can go and take and watch LeBron watch somebody go right past him and he blame everybody else.
It's just not true, Dion. It's just not true. You're just making things up now, Dion. It's just not true. We got all sorts of numbers that suggest LeBron is still a really good defensive player. But I hate that part of things, though. Like, I don't need to throw down Darius Garland to prop up LeBron James. That's not what I'm trying to do. But if the conversation is, I must keep Darius Garland, and it's a non-starter, and I can't have an interest in LeBron James because I need Darius Garland on my team so bad, then we're just having two different conversations. Because I don't need Darius Garland on this team. I said that with you guys yesterday. I've said that with you guys for weeks on end. I don't need Darius on this team to be satisfied. I don't. If the Darius Garland time has come to an end, guess what? No crocodile tears are coming out of my eyes. I'll be fine, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with having Darius on the team, but it's kind of it's looking at it and evaluating it. And obviously, the stuff that was news yesterday, we talked about the Darius defense, how much value does he have? Like, if you got a fair trade for Darius, and I think LeBron is in that vicinity of feeling so. Like a fair trade.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, like, you would feel fine with it. I mean, listen, you got to strike for it. Like, the LeBron defense point doesn't make a ton of sense. I mean, he's basically averaged, and not that blocks and steals are everything in defensive metrics, but he's steals where he's been for a majority of the recent part of his career, blocks where he's been practically the entirety of his career, past like the first age of the Cavs, everywhere he's been. He's played 70 games last year. I mean, I don't know how much more you want. And if you're looking like this team to have mental, physical toughness, like, yeah, that does lie in LeBron. I mean, talk about mental toughness. It's a guy that's regarded as one of the two best players to ever play the game with multiple finals under his belt.
I mean, LeBron's like Tom Brady to me. If LeBron wants to play at least 50, I think he could do it. I just think the way that he takes care of his body and the way that he just is as serious about this as any basketball player we've ever seen, any athlete we've ever seen next to Tom Brady, he could play until he's a million years old. I'll have to see him actually fall down and not be as good. And he was still very, very good last year in many, many ways. All right, another shakeup in the East. We'll get to it next with Quick Hits. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Jake, we're going to start off with the big news around the NBA. The Knicks have landed on their next head coach. No, it's not Dawn Staley. Sucks for Dawn Staley. I'm sorry. I would have thought that would have been really interesting. No, it's Mike Brown. Not nearly as interesting.
Actually, Dawn Staley might have been a better hire. Probably would have been a better hire.
I don't know. Maybe. She would have got a letter from Ken, so that would have been worth it. That would have been cool. Two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner. And that's who Leon Rose and company ended up settling on after firing Tibbs.
This entire process was atrocious. The ending was atrocious. Everything in the middle was bad. There was not one good part where I was like, oh, maybe the Knicks take a big upgrade this year. Like, Mike Brown to Tibbs. I don't even know if that's a lateral move. Mike Brown gets fired from everywhere he's at. I mean, it's natural with a head coach, but he's coached like 8 different spots in the NBA. Like, he's been everywhere for the end of time, and nobody's walked away going, we were blown away by Mike Brown. I mean, he was just absolutely hands down fantastic while he was here. So congratulations. Like, you replaced what I thought was an old style, not great coach in Tibbs with somebody relatively adjacent.
really thought they were going to go for Johnny Bryant. I was convinced that they were going to go for Johnny Bryant. They were going to take the Cavs assistant. And I thought the whole firing of Tibbs, there was people around New York that were telling me that it was like a whole coup. It was all set up with the idea that they were going to fire Tibbs and then Johnny Bryant would come in because he was credited with helping out Jalen Brunson so much and developing his game. And it was going to be this handing off of the team to him in a weird situation where then all of Tibbs' assistants could keep their jobs because they were all on that same staff with Johnny Bryant years ago. And now every one of those assistants are going to lose their jobs. Mike Brown's going to come in and they get no part of that to go their way. It's just one of the weirdest coaching searches I think we've ever seen, and has to be so unsatisfying if you're a Knicks fan.
Forget about the fact they didn't hire Johnny Bryant. They didn't even pick up the phone to talk to him.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird situation for him. But I also buy into that thought process that's out there that Dolan spent a couple years away trying to get the Sphere off the ground in Las Vegas, you know, the Sphere where they do all the concerts and everything like that, and you have the emojis that always do the smiling and stuff outside. So he was working on that for like 2 years, and his whole like life revolved around getting that to be in a great spot, and it is pretty cool. I gotta admit, I like it. I like the look of it. But he was distracted. He was distracted by that, and so the NBA side of things and the Knicks just kind of got to just exist in like this Dolan-free world that now doesn't exist since the Sphere is off the ground and running, and now he's back in charge and he's back being the dictator that he is.
Is it crazy that the Knicks trended upwards when Dolan wasn't there? And now, I can't say they're trending downwards, but I feel like Mike Brown's a downwards trend.
I mean, it kind of feels like when everyone talks about how Haslam was just off doing different things with the crew for a little bit, and all of a sudden the Browns had a bunch of success, and then, you know, he got very involved once again, and here we are.
JP, you bring big NBA news. I bring big news out of the WNBA world, which is Red Panda took a tumble last night, injuring the wrist. Fell off of the unicycle while performing at the halftime show between the Lynx and the Fever. Reoccurring Cavs halftime show. Incredibly rare miscue. Is it fair to say what the internet is asking, which is Red Panda washed?
She falls once in 30 years and she's washed.
That's what they're saying. Listen, it wasn't me.
My goodness. Could I imagine having that hit rate? Having one bad show in 30 years and people are like, did you fall off a cliff? What happened? Do you stink now? Let's give her a break. She wasn't even balancing the plates or doing anything that was electric. She just kind of fell.
Yeah. I mean, it was like 5 seconds, 12 seconds into her act starting and she was already down.
Oh,
I mean, like, Red Panda for me, by the way, like, halftime shows that you get at a basketball event.
Yeah.
Like, top tier. Like, that's, like, one or two.
So the Cavs had this guy for a little bit that was, like, a Papa Shot champion that kind of, like, I think he worked for the Cavs, but he was, like, this Papa Shot champion. He would just go out there and just be awesome at Papa Shot for, like, a minute and a half. I love that show. that was the best.
We're on the complete opposite end. I look at that and I'm like,
I thought that was so cool always.
I'm like, this dude stood in front of a mini hoop for years of his life.
He wouldn't miss. He was unconscious.
I could go watch Steph Curry hit 95 out of 103. He's going to be like, that's insane. This guy's shooting from 2.5 feet away.
80 in a row from 3.5 feet still gets me excited, okay? I'm sorry. I thought it was a good time.
In a minute and a half to boot, right?
What's the best halftime show you've ever seen?
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dean.
In person? It's probably Red Panda. I mean, I don't know that I've seen anything better than that. Like, truthfully, I mean, I haven't seen anything.
I always just wonder to myself, like, how did you get that skill? Like, who thinks of having that? Like, that's the type of ability. I get Papa Shot. You get drunk with friends. You start playing Papa Shot. All of a sudden, you realize you're good at it, and you just keep going. But how do you get to a spot with Red Panda where you're like, not only do I get up on the unicycle, I then also take plates and I juggle them and I throw the plates from my knees up into my head and that's where they balance and sit and I get really good at that. Like, how do you even think to be good at that?
Has to start unicycle skill. You decide that you're going to eat something while on the unicycle. You drop the plate, you catch the plate with your foot and you're like, wait a minute. I can also spin them on sticks.
Wait a minute, this works?
I can stack them? My head is balanceable? This is great.
Bonus question. How much do you think she makes per performance? I was trying to figure out her net worth on the car ride in today. I was like, what do you think... Red Panda makes in a year. You think she makes like $1,000 per halftime performance? Like she did a lot of college basketball games. She did a lot of low level basketball. I have no idea what she's making, but what do you think the ballpark estimate for Red Panda?
Maybe it depends on the size. No, over a year.
150 grand a year? 200 grand a year?
Yeah, I mean, no, think I'd about say it. Probably 100 grand would be a good gig.
Like there's a lot of travel involved in all this.
Right.
I mean, that part stinks, but she's only working for 10 minutes a night, 100 nights a year. It's a pretty sweet gig.
That's incredible. If you walk away making 40, 50,000, you're probably happy. Like, pay for my travel to come out and do your halftime shows. Get me to 50 grand at the end of the year. I'd be living life. Omaha!
Yeah, I mean, I would too. It'd be awesome. All right. Brian Windhorst. Well, I know we played some Windhorst earlier, but this one was good. It ties into the Browns as well. This is courtesy of ESPN, and he talked about the Bucks waving Damian Lillard and acquiring Miles Turner. Here we go.
As a Cleveland Browns fan, this is akin to what the Deshaun Watson contract was, except for Deshaun Watson wouldn't even be on the team anymore, which is pretty much the way it is anyway, but that's another story for another day. This is that level of mortgaging, except for the player is not going to be there. There's nothing like a small market that's losing a superstar. The desperation is almost depressing.
I mean, this is not Deshaun Watson.
It's not even close.
I'm sorry. I get what you're trying to do. And Windhorst has been on this for a couple of days now. What a slap in the face this was. And even the idea just the Pacers losing Miles Turner was disrespectful. He's on a rampage right now. But this is nowhere close to Deshaun.
This feels like windy. And by the way, it's not just windy. It's everybody else covering the NBA right now being like, this free agency is not great. Oh, God. This is Deshaun Watson. Damian Lillard leaving Deshaun. Miles Turner leaving is an absolute atrocity. There's nothing happening in NBA free agency. It's a bunch of like mid-level names. When Miles Turner is your big signing, it's a bad year of free agency.
Kevin Durant getting the Rockets was pretty good.
That was a trade, but yeah.
Like, I mean, like it's been busy. I agree with you overall, though. Like, it has not been nearly the fireworks that everyone told us it would be.
I think for people that are ingrained in it and love it, it's like, oh, this is interesting. There's a lot of moving parts that actually shift what teams do. But from the big name perspective, it's completely lackluster.
I joked with Nick earlier in the week because Nick made the commentary about Shams saying it was going to be all these great moves and all this stuff. And I was like, you got to think about it, though. Shams's big move is not our big move. Shams's big move is Austin Reeves signing for $150 million. He thinks that's like a bananas type thing to happen, whereas we're just kind of like, oh, okay. Like Spencer Dinwiddie and the move right there that you saw with Shams 20 minutes ago. For their world, massive. For our world, it's like, oh, Spencer Dinwiddie, okay, fine. Like, let's keep this thing moving.
He starts losing it when Duncan Robinson signs with the Pistons for like $48 million.
It's been lackluster. Like, we were promised Ja, we were promised Giannis, we were promised all Devin Booker, all sorts of guys on the move. And KD with the one trade, it mattered, but we really haven't seen that much.
Omaha!
Jeremiah Smith makes a promise in a sit-down with The Athletic to not lose to Michigan for the following 2 years. Says it's not going to happen. Yeah. He was disgusted by it this year. Does it mean anything more coming from potentially the best wide receiver that we're ever going to see as a college football prospect to date? Or is this the same empty promise that we've seen for the last 4 years?
I just don't know how he makes this. You can't make this promise if you're Jeremiah Smith. I don't know how you can do this. And yes, you're the best player on the team. No one's debating that or denying that. But you've lost 4 years in a row. And your head coach, his brain turns to mush anytime he takes on Michigan. Like, you can't make this promise.
I would be so like, it means something from Jeremiah Smith, but I'd be so far out on it just to be like, you were national champs last year and still lost to Michigan. Like, you almost, and you don't get a bypass, but people are going to remember more last year for being national champions than you were for losing to Michigan.
Right.
But if that's not evidence where your team was as good as it's ever been and you win it all and you still couldn't beat them, to be like, I mean, you can go out there and be like, yeah, we're going to kick their ass, but not be like, I promise you we're not losing for 2 years. It's kind of a nothing burger for me.
I mean, I like the idea that he's got confidence attached to himself, but you were 21 point favorites last year. 21 point favorites, and you lost that game, which means there's no amount of awesome that the Buckeyes can display heading into that game where they can speak like that. You've erased all of it. I'm sorry.
The best thing that came out of this quote was the fact that he said, I'm not losing to Michigan for 2 years. Congratulations. You told me you're not moving in the transfer portal. I have Jeremiah Smith for 2 years. I'm standing on that mountain. Thank you very much.
That's
that guy's
spin.
Mine.
That's a good spin.
Omaha!
New look, all in Steelers is what everyone's calling them. But then you look at the betting markets. My friends over there in the desert, they say the Steelers are only favored for 6 out of 17 games this year. And obviously, 2 of those games are against the Browns. If you look at the week by week lines, they're favored against the Jets in week 1, week 2 against the Seahawks, week 6 against the Browns, week 9 against the Colts, week 15 against the Dolphins, and week 17 against the Browns. For a team that is perceived to be much better than I think they are, Vegas tend to side on my side on this one. 6 out of 17 games, not a big number.
Hey, there was a report out there today that an anonymous NFL GM source, my favorite source, it's a great one, but said that the trade between the Dolphins and the Steelers is like 2 teams arranging and changing seats on the Titanic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not
at least
great.
At least he went with an original analogy with everything.
Yeah, I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, haven't heard
floor
that one
is the ceiling,
ever.
Ceiling's the roof, and switching chairs in the Titanic.
Yeah.
All originals today. I mean, we're on fire in the sports world.
I think the Dolphins are in real trouble. I think the Steelers are in real trouble. I think they're all in real trouble right now. But what this tells me is that my friends in the desert are convinced the same way I am. This is not a very good Steelers team. They might do the same 8-9 win season that always seems to happen with Tomlin. Great. Where are you against everyone that matters? Where are you against the Chiefs? You're nowhere to be found. You're not going to be competitive against the Bills. You're nowhere close to the Ravens right now. Like, you're not in that upper echelon tier. Aaron Rodgers or not, you're not getting there.
I will say 6 games being favored in just 6 kind of surprises me, though. Like,
We're favored in none.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. But
not a single game. You know how hard that is?
Really impressive. I mean, Vegas is lower on the Browns than they probably should be. They're also probably lower on the Steelers than they should be. Not being favored in a single game is wild.
it doesn't happen. Like, it's very, it's hard for Vegas to have that little confidence in you as an NFL team.
We at least have a good defense. You're playing the Titans at some point this year.
You would think that would go in our favor. And maybe by the time we get there, it will. But right now, it's not. All right, leave that there. 216-474 to below 92. I'm going to try to convince Jake to come back over to a side he once occupied. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.